And Rinpoche is reminding us to develop or to give rise to the enlightened mind, bodhicitta, and that is to develop a wish that thinking that in order to achieve the perfect Buddhahood for the welfare or for the sake of all the sentient beings, for this purpose, and we are going to listening, reflecting, and meditation upon the Dharma.
Et Rinpoche nous rappelle de développer l'esprit de l'éveil, c'est-à-dire dans le but d'atteindre l'état du Bouddha pour le bien des êtres innombrables, de nous efforcer à l'écoute, la pratique et la réflexion, l'écoute, la réflexion et la méditation sur le Dharma.
Teren, tepa chenbendo de jin le, levo chuje pa dobe levo je, tuendu ji.
And today Rinpoche would like to give the brief explanation on the 14th chapter from the Mahayana Sutra Alankara, Dodigen, and which deals with the practices.
Et aujourd'hui, Rinpoche va nous parler du 14e chapitre qui traite de la pratique.
Tepa chenpe chue dropa amnyamsa lenpa la tene ne zangpo tang dro zangpo tika chenpe.
In order to practice the Mahayana teaching, and two conditions are very important to be fulfilled. And these are a favorable place, and a favorable friend or good friend.
Et dans le but de pratiquer le dharma, il y a des conditions importantes, telles que être dans un endroit favorable et avoir des amis, de bons amis.
So this shloka that Rinpoche started, Londe Kanto Dhruva Yula from starting, and then Nanjur Devi Yonden Den, this shloka explains yes, and about the favorable place and the favorable places.
Et ce shloka explique quels sont les lieux favorables.
Lodu dan denba sanjo simba dan sanjo simba nam je tene ta tu sam je ton teni gom te nyam se len ben ne de de ta bje gu gre se ne sung je res lo den kan do to pe yor res.
And this shloka explained that the wise bodhisattva, the male and the female bodhisattva, when they practice and what kind of place they should choose. And so this sloka explains, the first two line explains, sloka explains, yes, the such explains that this kind of yes, such place it should be chosen, yes, such favorable place should be chosen, that will be mentioned.
Et ce sloka explique comment les bodhisattvas qui veulent pratiquer le dharma doivent choisir un lieu favorable.
Tele lekbar nye tang kebe tangbo tene drupi ne te tsogu so kase kenbo mugu pa tene lekbar nye ba ne ingo res.
So lekbar nye ba, which means that we say that it refers to the place where all the one can obtain, the bodhisattva can obtain the necessary things for the to live, yes, necessary things just to live. Can be obtained very easily.
Et le Lekpar Nepa, ça explique comment ils doivent choisir un lieu excellent, un lieu favorable, très facilement.
Lekpar Nepa, soit Lekpar Nepa. Nezang tang hipe, chumkun sojin tseba tang, neba mebe na, tene nezang bo.
And Nezang means a good place, Ne means a place, Zangbo means good, a favorable place. Which that not only the place where one could obtain the necessary things to live very easily, but also it should be very, very pleasant place, you can say, which refers to that free from all other adverse conditions, like external adverse conditions, like thieves.
Mm. Et ensuite, il y a Nezang. Nezang, ça se réfère au lieu favorable, au lieu bon. Ça ne signifie pas seulement des lieux où on a tout ce qu'il faut pour vivre, mais également des lieux qui soient favorables dans le sens que, par exemple, il n'y a pas de voleurs.
Sazang patang hebe kawse te, sazang bo te, tene ne so meji pa, ne so meji pa, sazang bo se.
And the sazang means again good place, ne zang and when, sa and ne is the same. Ne zang means dwelling, good dwelling place, yes. Now the sazang, the next word, sazang means a good place. Ne meji pa. Good place.
Sa ta cho tene ke, lula ne meji pe na, sazang bo se.
So, a good, also good earth, which refers to the good climate, in fact, it's a good climate, should be the place where one live, must have a good climate, so that we can have a good health.
Et ensuite, c'est sazang. Sazang, cela signifie des bonnes terres, c'est-à-dire un pays, un endroit, où le climat soit favorable pour que l'on soit en bonne santé.
Et Rinpoche
says these two words. Nezang, which refers to the first one, I have translated as a good place. In fact, it should translate as a good dwelling places. That refers to free from thieves, etc., the external adverse condition. And then sazang refers to good earth, which refers to a good climate and a very suitable climate for health, a good climate for health.
Et donc on peut traduire nezang par endroit favorable pour vivre, c'est-à-dire qu'il soit dépourvu de sources de peur, que les conditions extérieures soient favorables. Et sazang, c'est une bonne terre où le climat soit agréable.
Tene sazang bo me ba chö dan sa so ge lü le ne ji ba yin na tene yang chö ji ge chun ro xue re de sazang bo go ge re sa ne ba yin na lü le ne chö na te chö ya bo do to.
Yeah, if the climate is not good, and then our health will not be good, it will produce lot of give us lot of sicknesses, cause a lot of sicknesses and illness. So the bodhisattva, the wise bodhisattva, the one who practices the teachings cannot be, will have a lot of obstacles. Yes.
Si la terre n'est pas bonne, si le climat est défavorable, on peut attraper beaucoup de maladies, ce qui nuit à la pratique du dharma.
Pena jaga nintanda varanasatava saranatatava.
Rinpoche says, for example, in India, Banaras or Saranatha, though the place is very good because it's a very holy place, and however, the climate is not good because a lot of people get sickness, they get illness.
Par exemple, en Inde, Benares ou Sarnath sont ce qu'on appelle des nezang, des endroits favorables puisque ce sont des endroits sains. Mais par contre, ce ne sont pas des sazan, puisque on peut attraper beaucoup de maladies.
Tene trozan, trozan tanke be trozan bote, tene sotem temba tan, tajun tembe tene trobo.
So then, the favorable refers to the friend, refers to that, to have a friend, friend of same whose conduct is same as ourselves, whose view is also same as ourselves, means the friend with same view and the same conduct and the same discipline. Same right discipline, yes. Sultan.
Et ensuite, il y a Jozang, ce sont les amis favorables, c'est-à-dire ceux dont la conduite, dont la discipline et dont la vue sont les mêmes que les nôtres.
Nanjur Devi Yendinze, Tadene, Wimbenete, Tingenzen Dropala, Winking Yangava, Dunzetan, Dachimbo Meba, Winking Yangava, Boris.
So, so the place here, yes, where the wise bodhisattva and bodhisattva who practices the teaching, yes, after learning and reflecting, so should be very peaceful and free from all the worldly, what you call, well, the worldly hustle and bustle, the worldly busyness, yes. And a very good climate, and free from thieves, etc., all the bad conditions.
Donc, l'endroit où l'on pratique doit être un endroit favorable, libre des mauvaises conditions, que sont les beaucoup d'agitation mondaine, ou les voleurs, ça doit être un endroit paisible.
Tena tengen zeng je ta sanju samba tengen zeng gom su sa te che chu nga dan den pa yin.
So thus the bodhisattvas, the wise bodhisattva, and who, the place, yes, where, the place, yes, place or the, yeah, the place where the bodhisattva practices the samadhi or meditation should have five qualities.
Et l'endroit où les bodhisattvas pratiquent le samadhi doit avoir cinq qualités.
Tena tanda tena kaje lende Europe de lomba la sana tena kanga te yente nga te parche sande banavaras.
So when Rinpoche says, when we think of the Kajuling, the place where the Kajuling situated at the center, is then this place have all these five kind of favorable qualities for practices.
Et Kajuling, par exemple, a les cinq qualités favorables à la pratique.
So it is very beneficial and very good to practice in such place.
Et c'est très bénéfique de pratiquer dans un tel endroit.
In a décap de Drupadja yag Drupadja.
And however, the Rinpoche says that here in this context where the practice refers to the practice of the meditation on the non, you know, absence of ego or the egolessness and the voidness.
Et dans le texte, la pratique se réfère surtout à la pratique de l'absence de la non-existence de l'ego et de la non-existence intrinsèque des phénomènes.
No, the place refers to the place where, sorry, I made a mistake. The place where one practices meditation on these two.
Donc, ça se réfère à l'endroit où l'on pratique ces deux sortes de méditation.
So, and when we do meditation according to the in the tradition of the sutra, yes, or in the sutra tradition, yes, then when we do practice and meditation, yes, and we don't need to to put 참토 그래서 참토.
참토.
A pile stone, what do you call it? Which marks that nobody can come in.
Cairn.
Huh? Cairn. Cairn. Cairn, yes. And we don't need to put a cairn outside the retreat house or outside the retreat place, yes, where we do meditation. And so as to people to know that they are not allowed to come to see the practitioner. It is not like that. In sutras, yes, when we do meditation practice, when we do retreat,
so
we don't need a completely cut off relation without. It's not necessary.
Et selon la tradition des sutras, quand on pratique, il n'est pas nécessaire de se couper complètement du monde extérieur, de se couper complètement.
Samto shava, Rinpoche use the word samto shava. Sam means retreat. To means to kind, what do you call kind? Yeah, shava means to put.
Sam jeba.
Which means that Sam-tjeba. You really. Sam jeba, yes. You cut all the boundary, yes. You decide the boundary. Within this boundary, nobody can come. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Because the retreat place. So this kind of. These things is not. Not necessary in
Donc,
the sutra way of practice.
Il n'est pas nécessaire de se mettre dans une retraite fermée avec des frontières où personne, dans lesquelles personne n'a le droit d'entrer.
Tanda naro lenda negelenge tanda losorte dorje tepe losore seni nanan romma joba da nanan selen romma joben sam jebe ta yoris.
And what he says concerning the naruling and niguling as example is the practice that which is being carried on according to the tradition of Vajrayana. So in which we put a boundary sign. In fact, samto means a boundary sign. You know, the boundary is decided or fixed, and in which nobody can enter and out which nobody can go out. The practitioner. So that is in fact, the boundary sign, Samto means.
Et à Naruling et Niguling, il y a une retraite selon des pratiques du Vajrayana avec une clôture ce qui signifie que personne ne peut rentrer, que personne ne peut sortir.
So now we shall chant again the same shloka.
Donc on va chanter les shlokas.
Lord,
So the next shloka, yes, the next shloka explains about the virtuous friend or the spiritual friend and the a virtuous friend, yes, virtuous friend and Gevi Shenyin and the spiritual friend that the guru is.
Et le vers suivant parle de l'ami spirituel qui est le maître.
Sanjo samba thumang danse de ta te pa chenbe lo la chuchu chobo te sanjo samba danse ma gande jina tene thumang danse de sanje je sombe long chu mang de thuba ji go gres sanjo samba thumang danse thuba mang de yoba dan ji sanjo samba thuba mang de yoba de ji
sanjo samba thumang danse sanjo samba is bodhisattva. Thu means hearing, which refers to the learning, yes. Mang means many, much learning. That it means according to the Mahayana, yes, and our company or the friend with whom we are going to practice should be the one who heard much of the sutra or the agamas, the instruction, the teachings of the Buddha. Means he should have learned all the teachings of the Buddha. He should have studied, yes, this scriptural aspect of the Buddha's teaching. Yes.
Et le donc le vers suivant c'est Janchub Sampa. Janchub Sampa c'est les bodhisattvas et Temang c'est qui a beaucoup qui ont beaucoup entendu, qui sont traversés dans l'aspect des écritures, des sutras du Bouddha.
Den dong ki pa kap so tok pa yuen ting den ba tong wang dong ba nye ji tong wang sum to to ba.
And who has seen, yes, the absolute truth, who has seen the absolute truth directly, which means who has realized the voidness, you know, directly.
Et den tong qui a vu la vérité ultime, qui a réalisé directement la vacuité.
And then,
third, manke means manke, literally, mara means to say or to give speech, to say. Ke means skillful, and that means he should be very skillful in teaching. Yeah.
Et manquer, ma c'est parler, et ke ça veut dire habile, très savant, il doit être savant, habile pour enseigner.
Tseva, je ne sais pas, tseva, 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 tseva,
tseva, And then the And the next word is Tsevatandenba, which means having compassion, love and compassion. Means that to having love the friend or the spiritual friend who should have love and compassion in order to help his friends, his other friends on the same path, or the disciple, to uphold the disciple.
Et ensuite, c'est Tsewa Dang Denpa, l'ami spirituel doit avoir de l'amour vis-à-vis de ses disciples pour les conduire sur le chemin.
Chomi, Kepe, Tene, Chunyam Se Lemba. La chowa mepa. Nyomle pambe chowa mepas.
So then chome refers to without. Chow means what do you call?
Discouragement.
Yes, right. Discouragement. Mepa means without. Without discouragement for the practice of the Dharma. And which include Rinpoche say that without laziness also means always energetic. Always very enthusiastic, which means.
Et kyome, cela signifie sans découragement vis-à-vis du dharma. Ça se réfère aussi au fait d'être toujours énergique et ne pas avoir de paresse.
Kyome, 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 tamba, ne tiempo yinbar kibar sa se te tab, tanda yuente, nga tandemba, kyome, tamba, te, tene gave trobo, tiempo yinbar res, tiempo yinbar kibar sa se.
And as such, tetavu kibutra.
Tetavu kibutambate. Kibutambate. Chuju chokpo chenpo yinpar kibarsa. Chuju chokpo chenpo res.
Such great person having these five qualities should be known, should be understood as the best spiritual friend or the excellent spiritual friend.
Et un tel être saint qui a les cinq qualités doit être connu comme le meilleur des amis spirituels.
Jumzen te senanta te pa chenbu chu drupa kapso te tabu ne zangpo ta tro zangpo ni de karche mo re.
So therefore Rinpoche say that when we practice the Mahayana teaching, so such a place, favorable place, and such favorable friends are necessary.
Et donc, quand on pratique le Mahayana,
un
tel endroit favorable et des amis favorables sont importants.
So then when we practice the Mahayana teaching, and then if the friend is not in accordance with the, not favorable, in accordance with the friend, not favorable, yes. So then, if it is evil friend, yes, then being with him may deteriorate our own practice also.
Et si on pratique le Mahayana et que l'on est, que l'on fréquente des amis nuisibles, cela peut détériorer notre propre pratique.
And however, and Bodhisattva himself or herself has a very a good realization, yes, or his realizations or his his knowledge are very strong. His realization is very, he has a very stable, yes. If the Bodhisattva himself or herself has a good realization, and then he cannot be influenced by evil friends, or he cannot be changed by the evil friends.
Et si un Bodhisattva a une bonne réalisation, il ne peut pas être influencé par des amis nuisibles.
Quand est-ce que on crée ce notre tene log chu la log ta ta te song ji ke cha ma bu xie na tene ran sem ten bo me me chu le yi chi ore log ta ta te song ji ke cha ma bu xie na tene le tam bo pa ran ni la yang log ta ta che te song ji si ge ten du tro ne ba ke ran ni nyam bar si ge
re. Then if one wonders and how one can be affected or changed by the negative friend or evil friend, Rinpoche says that if one's own and the faith and understanding, if one's own mind is not very stable and not strong and stable, so then one can easily be changed by the evil, by the negative friend or evil friend when he talks a lot of things such which create doubt in us concerning the Dharma, and which create a lot of give rise to wrong views and mistaken views, and then we can be influenced by him easily.
Et la raison en est que si notre esprit n'est pas stable, il peut être influencé par des conversations où il y a beaucoup de doutes, où s'élèvent beaucoup de doutes et des vues erronées, et ensuite dans son esprit s'élèvent des doutes et des vues erronées.
Rani la nam to ngem ba che ba ta che ba ngem ba ta so tam che ran yin ji nyu jo nye ho yer es le la ho yer es kar es na che ba nga ma ne kom kom ba yer es te yin du te jo ng le la ho yer es pro ngem ba tan che na.
And also Rinpoche says that for the ordinary being, yes, it is also for ordinary beings very easy to be influenced by the negative things, because by the negative things such as a wrong view, yes, and misconduct, and one can easily can adopt them or what you call influenced by them, and that's why it's necessary to keep off from such
Et les êtres ordinaires sont facilement influencés dans le sens d'avoir des vues erronées ou par les mauvaises conduites d'amis négatifs, parce que depuis des temps sans commencement, nous sommes habitués aux tendances négatives nous tendons à ces tendances.
We have developed.
On a développé une tendance négative.
Et nous gavons le même temps. Il y a une fille qui est là.
So on the other hand, concerning the, as far as the very virtuous mind, the virtuous thought, the very virtuous thought or the wholesome thought, and the right conduct or right discipline is concerned. Unless we force ourselves in the beginning, you know, in order to practice them, it is very difficult to be habituated with them or to be acquainted with them.
D'un autre côté, en ce qui concerne les pensées positives et la conduite juste, il est très difficile de s'y habituer si au départ nous ne nous forçons pas.
Because of these reasons, so the Bodhisattva and the Bodhisattva in the ordinary level should give up these two, the unfavorable place and the friend, and should adopt the favorable friend and the favorable place for their practice.
Pour cette raison, les bodhisattvas du niveau ordinaire doivent éviter les endroits défavorables et les amis défavorables et chercher les endroits favorables et les amis favorables à la pratique. So when the Bodhisattva and Bodhisattva, they are on the path of accumulation, and they should take
they take these study or learning or study and reflecting or contemplating upon the meaning as a as more important.
Et il y a quatre chemins. Dans... Ah, il y a cinq chemins. C'est le Bodhisattva. Le premier, c'est le chemin de l'accumulation. Et au cours de ce chemin, le plus important pour le Bodhisattva est l'étude, la réflexion. Méditation.
Non, réflexion.
Ah, et la réflexion sur le sens du Dharma.
C'est moins important.
And when we
study and reflect upon the meaning what we have studied during this period or during this time, and one has to really develop the understanding what egolessness or what voidness means.
Et quand on est sur ce chemin de la réflexion, de l'écoute et de la réflexion, on doit comprendre réellement ce qu'est la non-entité de l'ego et la vacuité.
So when
the bodhisattvas are on the path of junction, then they have to practice what they have studied. They have to put or more emphasize on the meditation, yes, and the practice, what they have learned, what they have studied, what they have reflected upon before, with a favorable friend and in a favorable place.
Et quand le Bodhisattva est sur le chemin de la jonction, il doit pratiquer, méditer sur la vacuité, et dans des endroits favorables et entouré d'amis favorables.
Et the
practice of meditation on the egolessness and on the voidness and etc., the teaching of the Mahayana, and with the friends, with a favorable friend and in a favorable place is called the practices or the accomplishing the practices.
Et la pratique, la méditation sur la vacuité, dans des endroits favorables, entourés d'amis favorables, est appelée la pratique.
And the fruit of the practices is there are two types of fruits there. The temporal one and the ultimate one.
Il y a deux fruits de la pratique, le fruit temporaire et le fruit ultime.
Ne kap jen de ve te tene dame ba tan tong ba ni so gon ba to je dan zen chong lo son dan zen chong lo son wang ge dong ha chong lo son na ne kap jen de ve.
And the temporal fruit is that and as the effect of, as a result of the meditation on the egolessness and on the voidness, when our clinging to the idea of the ego or I become less, and the suffering caused by the clinging to the ego, caused by clinging to the ego become less, so then that is a temporal positive fruit.
Et le fruit au résultat positif temporaire est que la méditation sur l'absence d'existence de l'ego et des phénomènes conduit à une saisie de l'ego qui va en décroissant et donc à moins de souffrance.
Bien entendu, comme je dis, je trouve que tenez, c'est bien le nier d'un. Tenez, tu le dis, c'est le son, ton nier de gomme de yavo son tard. Nier son tard.
And moreover, during the post-meditation, which means after meditation, and then when our faith in the Dharma develops, and the love and the compassion for all the beings develops more and more, and that's also the sign of good fruit, of temporary good fruit, yes.
Et le signe d'un bon fruit temporaire est que également entre les phases post, dans les phases post-méditatives, la foi en le dharma s'accroît, ainsi que l'amour et la compassion vis-à-vis des êtres.
Tene tomba nyeje tong gonde nyeje chono song. Chule ishi chono song na tong nyeje ne dama sambare. Yang tab yendaka gonde nyamin soko.
So then the, despite the meditation, meditation on the voidness, if our love and compassion for the other beings and our faith and devotion in the Dharma become less and less, so then that means the meditation on the voidness, on the meditation on the ultimate truth, has not been very has not, what you call, it didn't hit in the point, in fact, sensitive. Means our practice on it could not hit on the essential point. It means you can say that has not been successful. So in this case, then we should apply other means and a method to develop faith and compassion for the beings.
Si en dépit de la méditation sur la vacuité, la foi envers le dharma et la compassion vis-à-vis des êtres vont en décroissant, cela veut dire que la méditation n'atteint pas son but et à ce moment-là, il faut chercher d'autres moyens pour développer ses qualités.
Tena jolan je kapje te pachem be dropa te tomba ni je tong ngon som do mato pate to par se be thap je dropa.
So then on the path of junction, the what is called the practice here. Yes. What is the practice? The practice is that the to all the effort that in which we involve, the effort to in order to to realize the ultimate truth or the voidness which one has not realized yet directly.
Et le sur le chemin de la jonction, la pratique consiste à
to make an effort. To realize the ultimate truth is called the practice on the path of junction.
Consiste à faire un effort pour réaliser le sens de la vacuité.
Tene te pa tembe lo la toni ngon sum do to pa tan ton lan to pa tan sa tan bo to pa de sen da je wa.
So in the within the tradition of the of Mahayana, the Dhyana vehicle, Rinpoche says that the achievement of the first level of the first bhumi and the realization, the achievement, the realization, the direct realization of the ultimate truth or voidness, and achievement of the what we call the path of seeing, all these are synonyms, the same meaning.
Et dans le Mahayana, dans la tradition du Mahayana, obtenir la première terre de Bodhisattva ou réaliser directement le sens ultime qui est la vacuité ou avoir réalisé le chemin de la vue, et ce sont des synonymes.
Tena thona sa tambo rabda gava thoba te tene sanjo sembe jolam je drupen revere.
So these achievement of the path of seeing, which is the first level, and which is called the joyful level, is the fruit of the practice that one has done on the path of junction.
Et donc l'obtention de cette première terre de Bodhisattva, ou la ou la réalisation de la vacuité. Ah oui, la première terre de Bodhisattva qui s'appelle la joie parfaite, c'est le fruit de l'achèvement du chemin de la jonction.
Tene tona top tane drupa sepa te tene gomlam re gomlam te gomlam je kap je sanju sembe drupa te gomlam je toba toni je toba de kone komber de dro te.
So then the practice is on the path of meditation here. And what it says that this is the path where the Bodhisattva develops, the path in which the Bodhisattva develops the realization of the ultimate truth that he has already achieved in the path, in the first level of the Bodhisattva. So this, on this path, he develops it more and more in order to achieve this, the perfect Buddhahood.
Before it was the fruit of Tonglam.
Tonglam was the fruit of Jodam, practice of Jodam. Mm-hmm. And now this Tonglam.
Et ayant réalisé le chemin de la vue, ensuite par le chemin de la méditation, le Bodhisattva parfait la réalisation de la vérité ultime jusqu'à l'obtention de l'état de Bouddha.
Tene dhimni pakhyata jepa seva sanje je kompa tapa te tene gomlan je dhukha devre.
So then when we achieve the, the Buddhahood or the the state of Buddha, yes, which is completely free from all the two kind of veils, and together with their habitual tendencies, most subtle tendencies are also given up. So this achievement of the Buddhahood, achievement of Buddhahood or enlightenment, is the fruit. It's the fruit of the practice of on the of the practice of path of meditation. Yes.
Et l'obtention de l'état de Bouddha, qui signifie l'abandon total des deux sortes de voiles et des tendances les plus subtiles, est le fruit de du chemin de la méditation.
Tenata dor dona le tambo pe tene tepa chimbe doba te ta jolam re tene jolam de kap so tong ka kanzak da me bata chu ji da me bata gomba so so kore.
So the le tambo kap so tepa chimbe lam so tong
tena ta tepa chimbe doba te tong da da me tong gong kore so le tambo kap so
So therefore in the ordinary level,
yes.
Yes, the ordinary bodhisattva, when they are on the path of junction, the main practice is the egolessness, or the meditation on egolessness.
Et la méditation principale des bodhisattvas débutants qui sont sur le chemin de la jonction, et la méditation sur l'absence d'entité de l'ego.
So now we will do meditation on egolessness for a while.
Et on va méditer un moment sur la non-existence de l'ego.
Te khatsang mama keba yendo, da meba gomso te la, danzen je meyor pongpo nga da dama dope, tongpo nga ando nyabar yaba tam,
So as concerning the meditation on egolessness, Rinpoche said that he has already explained last time that two way of meditations, two aspects of meditation on egolessness. So that is to say that the meditation on egolessness and how that is how. How the five skandhas on to which we focus or we aimed or we seize as the ego is not the ego, and how the second aspect is the how the concept of ego, the concept of I is not the ego.
Il y a deux aspects dans la méditation sur la non-entité de l'ego. C'est comprendre comment méditer sur le fait que les cinq skandhas que l'on saisit comme étant l'ego ne sont pas l'ego, et que comment le concept que l'on a du moi n'est pas non plus le moi.
Tene danzen da de madopa gomna danzen je nam do de mama yen de tambo kavane son do tata kavane do tam kan do do ta ke ta na tene da de madopa tong ba nye re te ngan de nyabra ja.
So then if we when we do meditation on the egolessness of how the egolessness of the concept or the idea of I is not the ego, so then when for this we should analyze him. We should analyze, yes. For this also, yes. We should first analyze him. How the concept of the I or the ego is not the ego, the concept itself. So when we don't find any ego or I, so then we rest in that state, in that I, in the absence of I or egolessness state.
Et d'abord, on examine par l'analyse comment le concept que l'on a du moi n'est pas le moi. Et ensuite, on reste dans cet état dépourvu de ou sans ego.
Tene pombo dada madro bangande nyambar yana. Pombo nga dada madro bajumsin hirap chi che te. Tene pombo nga dada mani bitong bangande tene nyambar yana.
So then if you do meditation on the five meditation on the egolessness of of the five skandhas, then we have to again we have to analyze yes, the each and every skandhas how they are not ego, how it is not no the I, so we have to examine minutely, and thus when we examine when we analyze, so we don't find the I or the ego, so as soon as we find the absence of I or ego, so we let ourselves be in that state.
Et en ce qui concerne les cinq skandhas, d'abord on prend les skandhas un par un, en examinant comment chacun de ces skandhas n'est pas l'ego, et ensuite, ne l'ayant trouvé nulle part, on reste dans cet état dépourvu d'ego.
Tenez-en, sarpa, tonye, da me betenda, gomnyo me betenda, tambo. Long on the
and however, Rinpoche says, if the person concerning the meditation on the egolessness, if the person is a beginner, yes, who doesn't have the experience about this meditation on the egolessness, so they can do meditation on the on the breathing, yes.
Et si on est débutant et que nous n'a pas l'habitude de cette méditation. On peut commencer en faisant le, la méditation sur le souffle.
Tien long yong ngob ne som la sem te ba. Long se la pa ta wa nang dong ngob ba kho pa la ne ba som de la. Tene trang ka ja ni sem jin de ma yin bar ma pa ja go yo. Long.
So yes, the meditation on the wind or the breathing means that means that in order to develop a concentration, first, then we have to, when we breathe in and breathe in and out, then we have to count, yes, the breathing, yes. We have to concentrate on the counting of the breathing, and then concentrate on the mind, or should be concentrated on the counting of the breathing itself.
Et en ce qui concerne cette méditation, il s'agit de concentrer l'esprit sur le fait de compter les respirations quand on inspire et quand on expire.
Tenya yongam ne somde nikhatake sanje par de mantra ba sensane mayin ba tanga jaro.
Concerning the breathing, never the kinna lung
khokwa na na ne ba.
Lung ne ba samgura ba.
A ne ba to samgura.
So, and concerning the breathing meditation, there are three aspects, three things happen, of course, spontaneously. The three things automatically happen, that the breathing in and the breathing out, and then for instance, it remains, yes, means between these two, breathing out and in, there is a gap which is resting of the wind. So, tisumdela.
Yes.
And we should count 21 times without any being distracted the mind on them, on these all these three forces as a one. So thus we should count 21 times and concentrate on the counting.
Et on compte un pour un expire, un inspire et le ce qu'il y a entre les deux. Donc ça, ça fait un et on compte comme ça jusqu'à 21. Sans distraction.